From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama signs the $858 billion tax cut bill this afternoon, extending Bush-era tax rates for another 2 years. As NPR's Scott Horsley reports, the tax bill passed the House last night with nearly equal support from Democrats and Republicans.
Many Democrats, including President Obama, wanted to extend tax cuts only for the middle class. But Mr. Obama agreed to a 2-year extension, even for the wealthy, saying that was the only way Senate Republicans would go along. A majority of House Democrats ultimately agreed with the president that it's worth striking the compromise in order to win extended unemployment benefits and a 1-year cut in the payroll tax. That payroll tax break is designed to speed the economic recovery by leaving more than $100 billion extra dollars in workers' paychecks next year. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
House lawmakers are backing a $160 billion spending bill to fund the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. They voted 341-48 in favor of the legislation after House and Senate Democrats agreed to cut out several provisions, including one that would have repealed Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Well, while the Senate is now taking up the proposed repeal of that policy as a standalone bill, the Pentagon is drafting guidance for troops in the event Congress votes to overturn the law banning openly gay military service. Marine Colonel Dave Lappin told reporters today that troops would also be reminded that Don't Ask, Don't Tell would remain in effect for at least 2 months after President Obama signs it into law. The repeal passed the House, but again faces resistance in the Senate. As the year draws to a close, the U.S. economy is getting stronger, according to the Conference Board and Industry Research Group. Its gauge of leading indicators rose 1.1% last month, the biggest jump since March. Danielle Carson reports the index suggests the pace of economic growth should pick up next year.
Economic growth was crawling at 2.5% in the third quarter, but last month's index, which measures data on real estate, manufacturing, employment, and the financial markets, suggests there are new signs of life in the economy. Wells Fargo economist Mark Vittner says 9 of the 10 indicators went up.
Not only were we up big, but it was up across virtually every indicator, and the only one that was down was building permits. And you don't have to be an economist to know that housing is stuck in the doldrum, and we're not going to see a pickup until we get past this foreclosure mess.
Reports show that new claims for jobless benefits falling, a sign that employers are laying off fewer workers. Retail sales are stronger and factory production is up. If the data stays strong, economists expect overall growth could reach 4% next year. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
Dow Jones Industrial Average down slightly at 11,497, with NASDAQ up 11 at 2648. This is NPR. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange says he fears the U.S. is secretly preparing to indict him and his organization after WikiLeaks released record amounts of classified documents without U.S. authorization. A day after being released on bail in Britain, Assange said WikiLeaks would continue to release information that he says the public has a right to know. This, a day after Assange again was released on bail in Britain while he fights extradition to Sweden, where he's wanted for questioning in a sex crimes investigation. Separately, U.S. diplomatic cables published in the Guardian newspaper show officials feared lax security at Indian biological laboratories. As Larry Miller reports from London, the documents released by WikiLeaks indicate the U.S. worried the facilities would be targeted by terrorists.
Concerns were raised in a confidential cable from the U.S. Embassy in New Delhi that terrorists planning attacks anywhere in the world could use India's advanced laboratories to steal bacteria, parasites, viruses, or toxins. Getting inside is not very difficult, according to one expert. Bribing a guard with a pack of cigarettes would do it. Another said there would be Indian scientists willing to help terrorists through ideology or for money. In another cable from earlier this year, India's home minister complained to the FBI director that Pakistan had done damn near nothing to prosecute the Mumbai suspects. She said there'd be no peace talks until Pakistan did more to dismantle terrorist networks targeting India. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Arizona's suing Bank of America. It alleges the institution violated state consumer fraud law by misleading people who wanted to get home loan modifications. This is NPR.